but I figured it would be an interesting outro. So anyway, here you go. Here's Unit 4 Plus 2 with Concrete and Clay, and Radio Free Gak should be coming on momentarily. Thanks for listening.
Sweet as roses in the morning,
and you to me
are soft as summer rain at dawn in lovely shade. That's something rare.
The sidewalks in the street,
the concrete and the clay beneath my feet
begins to crumble,
but love will never die,
because we'll see the mountains tumble
before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally.
That's the way
it's meant to be.
All around
I see the purple shades of evening,
and on the ground
shadows fall, and once again you're in my arms so tenderly.
The sidewalks in the street,
the concrete and the clay beneath my feet
begins to crumble,
but love will never die,
because we'll see the mountains crumble
before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Moving right along, here are three gifted singers who have all kissed the Blarney Stone. Ladies and gentlemen, the Leprechaun Brothers. Yay! And McCoy!
Another popular expression down the drain.
What's that?
The luck of the Irish.
The Leprechaun Brothers, better known as the Swedish Chef, Animal, and Beaker from The Muppets.
with Danny Boy. Astute viewers would notice that on a DVD freeze frame, Animal wrote down all the words he sung, oh boy, on his hand to help him through this song. Danny Boy has been banned in one New York pub this year, partly since it was actually written by an Englishman, but mostly because it's maudlin, overplayed, and usually sung horribly, but still brings a tear to me eye. Cara mille folce, as the Gaelic say, 100,000 welcomes. It's St. Patrick's Day for a few hours more here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, online at www.citr.ca. The show is Radio Free Gak, and I am Gak. In the last half hour of the show, we'll go to the Emerald Isle and spend time with Bono's best buddy, Gavin Friday. Until then, let's hop to New Zealand first. These are the Ruby Suns, and from their album Sea Lion, There Are Birds. We'll be right back.
where the ragged people,
where the bloodhounds they bay,
by the banks of the reservoir, crows climb higher. Ragged people go
on Kipling, where the street lamps
light the way.
Let's talk of a reunion of the ones who didn't stay.
Why didn't they stay here and help me
shovel the world?
Of melody is what I hear when I'm alone, and I love it more than misery, and I love it more than home, and I cry when I'm not with it, even though I've never been.
Well, the dope fiends laugh and say it's too soon.
They all go home and listen to the dark side of the moon.
The Inbreds, covering the Rio Statics' Dope Fiends and Booze Hounds. From the Rio Statics tribute album, The Secret Sessions, that came out last year. The Inbreds were a duo from Kingston, Ontario, that consisted only of a bassist and a drummer. They recorded a handful of albums in the 90s before calling it a day, but the reunited last year specifically recorded this song in tribute to the Rio Statics, who were from Etobicoke and were iconoclasts in the Canadian independent music scene since the early 80s. They performed their last concert at Massey Hall last March. Next up, a local act, as evidenced by their name. Vancouver are a female quartet that play garage-flavored pop. They played at this year's South by Southwest Festival in Austin, and here's the B-side to their most recent 7-inch single, released by Mint Records last month. This is Distance on CITR.
Oh, boy.
Barzin, from My Life in Rooms, that was Won't You Come. Barzin started as a solo project from Toronto in 1995, but has grown into a loose collective over the past few years, including Tony Decker from Great Lake Swimmers, Mike Finley, and Suzanne Hancock. Blockhead is a New York producer and DJ who's done a lot of work with Aesop Rock. He's released 3 solo albums through Ninja Tunes that remain hip-hop, though with a bit more ethereal in nature. From his first album, Music by Cave Light, here's his song, A Better Place, on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Would you like to play the piano, or would you like to play your flute here? Play your flute. Let's play the right end. That's the wrong end. That's it. Yeah. Hit C above G.
Let's go out walking. I know where to meet. The corner of Pacific Street. 'Cause I feel restless and I just can't sleep. I need to show you something. See where we stood. There are oceans in our neighborhood. And for leaving things, they're just as good. Well, I don't know you except for the way a traveler knows a traveler. The way a station can tempt you to stay and spend some time inside it. Stay where we are. We'll wash up at the corner. Because leaving things is just too hard for me.
Pacific Street, one of the lovely little side streets in the borough of Brooklyn, which is where Hem is from. Pacific Street can be found on Hem's Eveningland album from 2004 on Rounder Records. They have a new album out now called No Word From Tom, but I can't seem to find it.
Wake up and see the realities of race.
The purpose of Realities of Race is to heighten awareness of racism on the global as well as local fronts, and to encourage members of our university community to take action for positive change. Realities of Race Week is happening from the 17th to the 20th of March. The theme for this year's series of events is Intersecting Oppressions, Uniting Resistance. Great events are happening all week, including the Community Dialogue from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, March 20th.
If you're interested in volunteering for Realities of Race Week, please call 604-822-9319. Or, for further information, please visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/safety.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
This is Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
This is Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver. If you miss any of this week's show, you can download the podcast to this show and dozens more from www.citr.ca. Next up, Ex-Wife. They're a trio from Porto, Portugal. From their most recent album, Side Effects, this is Ping Pong.
Fill me up, bring me down to the lean.
Santo Gold, but not the crazy 1980s infomercial huckster hawking jewelry and a crazy space wrestling movie needing investment. No, this is Santo Gold, otherwise known as singer Santee White. That was L.E.S. Artistes from her forthcoming EP, I Believe in Santo Gold. L.E.S. refers to the Lower East Side of Manhattan, a vibrant community of Latinos and East Village Bohemians that is somehow preserving part of its character as gentrification rockets in. Santo Gold will play at this year's Coachella Festival. Sorry for that weird little hiccup there. What happened was that I was queuing up something on the turntable, and apparently iPods are not sneeze sensitive. So anyways, you heard a little preview of the track that's coming up right now, which comes from my ancestral lands of Finland, as will be the next song. So we'll start off with some non-traditional music from Finland, acoustic bluegrass. Rautakaura, which means iron hand, are a quartet from Helsinki that play American roots, and they can sometimes be seen busking throughout the Nordic capital. From their self-titled second album, here is Rautakaura with Matkalla Etelään, roughly translated as On the Journey Ahead. Husky Rescue. With Summertime Cowboy. Husky Rescue is headed by multi-instrumentalist Marco Nyberg, with vocals provided by Rietalena Korhola. For those of you who are curious, she's not related to me since my last name is Korhonen. This is Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver. Time for the concert listings with the help of Karate Bear Fighter. Saul Williams is playing the Plaza tonight. Wednesday, Beach House and Paper Cuts are at the Media Club. Thursday, Secret Mommy with Montag and Colby Sparks will be at the Royal Unicorn. Fake Shark Real Zombie celebrate release at the Chair Factory on Saturday. On March 24th, Plants and Animals with No Gold will be at the Media Club. As well at the Media Club on March 26th is Born Ruffians. Chromeo is at the Commodore on April 3rd. On the 4th of April, Japandroids, Taxes, Basketball, and Baby Controller at the Cobalt. On April 6th, the Black Mountain has a second show at the SUB Ballroom here in UBC. On April 8th, O-Techers at Pat's. Cat Power has an Ollie to show at the Vogue on April 10th. April 11th sees Stars, Winter Sleep, 5, Alarm Funk, and the Most Serene Republic play UBC's McInnes Field. Metrics at the Commodore on April 17th. Caribou plays two shows on Biltmore on the 18th. Midnight Juggernauts are at Richards on Richards on the 22nd, as are Cut Copy and Black Kids on the 29th. Queens of the Stone Age have an Ollie to show at the PNE on the 30th. That same night, Sons and Daughters are at Richards. May 3rd, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks are at Richards. On May 6th, Northern State and the Trucks play the Plaza. On May 7th, Buck 65, Cadence Weapon, and Scratch Bastard at Commodore. You Say Party, We Say Die. May 9th, Astoria. Tapes and Tapes and White Demon are at May 13th at Richards. El Perro del Mar and Licky Lee, writing up the Red Room, May 14th. Tokyo Police Club visit the Plaza on May 16th. And on that same night, Clinic and Shearwater at Richards on Richards.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9.
That was Rowena's theme, part of the soundtrack to the lost 80s, mid-80s film Captive, composed by David Evans, though better known as U2's The Edge, although he had some help from Michael Brook, the renowned Canadian guitarist and inventor. Captive is The Edge's only solo output, and the soundtrack was released in between The Unforgettable Fire and The Joshua Tree. The soundtrack to Captive is also notable as containing the first recorded output of Sinead O'Connor, who was only a teenager at the time. One person The Edge grew up with in 1970s Dublin was Gavin Friday, who will be tonight's feature. Born Finan Martin Hanvey, Gavin Friday grew up with all the members of U2 and was the lead singer for the gothic art band The Virgin Prunes, which featured The Edge's brother, Dick Evans. The Virgin Prunes were vastly more confrontational and twisted than what you'd expect, and I'll play a couple tracks right now by them, starting off with Sandpaper Lullaby from 1981's A New Form of Beauty.
She cried out. La, 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 la.
The Virgin Prunes with Red Nettle, and before that, Sandpaper Lullaby. Red Nettle can be found on their rarities collection Over the Rainbow, which originally came out in 1985, but was expanded as part of the entire Virgin Prunes catalog's remastered re-releases in 2004 through Mute Records. Kevin Friday left the Virgin Prunes in 1985, and since then he's worked a lot both in theater and film score work, often partnered with multi-instrumentalist Maurice the Man Caesar. The next three songs will begin with his work with the Man Caesar on an album that covers a range of artists from Jacques Brel to Bob Dylan. Here's the title track, an interpretation of Oscar Wilde's The Ballad of Reading Gaol that provides the album its name. Each Man Kills the Thing He Loves.
fire with me. My heart is cold, my soul is free. I'm a stranger in your land, a wandering man, call me sand.
Oh, sir, my fire is very small. It will not warm thy heart at all. But thee may take me by the hand.
Young woman, share your fire with me. My heart is cold, my soul is free. I am a stranger in your land, a wandering man, call me sand.
Night when stars light up the sky. Oh, sir, I dream my fire is high. Oh, taste these lips, sir, if you can. Wandering man, I call thee Sam.
Kevin Friday duetting with Cillian Murphy with Sand, which appears on the Breakfast on Pluto soundtrack, an Irish film directed by Neil Jordan that stars Cillian Murphy as a transgendered orphan. Before Sand, we had Caruso from Gavin Friday's last official album, Shag Tobacco, from 1995, a decadent tribute to opera tenor Enrico Caruso. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver. In just over 10 minutes, the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker will be next. Most of Gavin's output can be found on film soundtracks, either by himself as the composer for scores, like The Boxer or In America, or partnered with Bono for songs on In the Name of the Father and Moulin Rouge. He also provided narration to a retelling of Peter and the Wolf that was done for charity towards the Irish Hospice Program. From Peter and the Wolf, here's Gavin Friday, and beware, for wolves come in many disguises.
Thank you.
Once upon a time, there was a boy called Peter. He lived with his grandfather in a cottage with a garden surrounded by a high stone wall. Outside the wall, there was a meadow with a pond and a tall tree. Beyond the meadow was a deep, dark forest. This is the story of Peter and the Wolf. There's a bird, light and delicate, with feathers of silk. A dumb duck with a broad bill and large webbed feet. Pussycat. She is smooth but greedy and vain. There is a big gray wolf with sharp teeth and sharp claws who is always hungry. Hunters searching the woods, firing their shotguns. There is a wise old grandfather. Now he worries about Peter all the time. There is Peter.
Smile on my face. I walk down.
Gavin Friday with Singing in the Rain. That came as a flexi disc bundled with issue 3 of Lemon Magazine, though you can download an MP3 version from lemonland.net. Gavin Friday has no album due out anytime soon, but he does appear live in a couple places next few months. Current calendar on his website indicates that he'll perform next month in Brooklyn as part of a Hal Wilmer gala benefit, and then whenever the Brighton Festival is this year, he'll provide narration to Ian Wilson's The Handsomest Drowned Man in the World. The end is nigh for tonight's show, with Gavin Walker's The Jazz Show coming up after this last song on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The Jazz Show goes from 9 to midnight Pacific, and following that, Trevor Fielding brings you 2 hours of punk with Vengeance Is Mine. If you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gak, you can grab the podcast from www.citr.ca, or you can visit my website, which includes playlists and a few other little nuggets of joy. That site is gak.ca. Next week's show looks to be sort of a mellow one right now. Main spotlight will be on the soundtrack to Wes Anderson's The Darjeeling Limited. Last track here is from The Broken Social Scene, from their EP To Be You and Me. This will be her disappearing theme. Mind your post-Paddy's Day hangover now, and enjoy what's left of the Holy Week. And with Easter up ahead, please treasure our first long weekend in a scoundrel's age. Peace, or as they say in Gaelic, Siachan.
Because to have a democratic society, you need to have a vibrant, healthy...
AMS.
It's axiomatic. It's the cornerstone of democratic theory.
Democracy is in the air again here on UBC campus. The Alma Mater Society referenda will be held March 25th to 31st, and a number of hot topics are going to be on the ballot.
With the UPass contract expiring this year, UBC students need to come out in force to support the new contract, or the UPass will be lost next year.
Since the Student Union building was built 40 years ago, the student population has more than doubled. The Sub is the least sustainable building on the UBC campus, and it's time for a better building that reflects students' needs.
Keep your eyes peeled for more information or check out the AMS website at www.ams.ubc.ca. If you would like to get involved, you can email referendum@ams.ubc.ca.